Welcome back, Padres Social Hour. With Mike Grace, I'm Jesse Agler. This season for the Padres, you can't really argue about this. The pitching has been out of this world, some of the best in baseball, and the hitting is not. That's 2014 in a nutshell. And one of the big reasons why I think it's fair to say the pitching has been so good has been the pitching coach, Darren Balsley. And Scott Miller, who writes for FoxSportsSanDiego.com at times. You see him on Fox Sports San Diego. I believe he'll be on the postgame show tonight with Mike Pomerantz and Mark Sweeney. Wrote an outstanding story today about Darren Balsley. A really nice kind of in-depth, talking to a bunch of people. What makes Darren Balsley so good? And Scott, nice enough to join us now on the Cholula Hotline. I'm sure you're already following him on Twitter, but if you're not, he's at Scott Miller BBL. Scott, really appreciate your time this evening. Good to chat with you. And let me ask you this. As you kind of did your research and your reporting for this Darren Balsley story, the most impressive thing about Darren Balsley that you found out is what?
Well, I think the fact that he is just a guru in breaking down scouting reports, there's a lot to like about Darren Balsley. And I thought for years he's one of the more underrated pitching coaches in the game. People that have come into contact with him, that work with him, love him. But, you know, it's San Diego, and it's been a couple years since the Padres have won. So, as a result, people kind of look in other directions. But, you know, this guy Balsley, he is first class, first rate, really respected. And, I found the most interesting thing, to answer your question directly, Jesse, was the whole scouting report. I mean, as Bud Black says, Darren Balsley can break down mechanics, he can offer tips, he can do this, he can do that. But this guy is an animal in taking scouting reports. For example, they're playing the Dodgers here in a little bit, taking that Dodgers scouting report, breaking down each hitter's individual weaknesses, and then getting with Ian Kennedy, who's starting tonight, and going over that lineup and giving Ian Kennedy, as Tyson Ross told me in that column, a roadmap to each hitter's weaknesses. And, that's where I think he's just outstanding among many other areas.
Really good stuff, and so many different aspects to his job. If you had to break down all of the different things he does by percentages, what would you say? He's a mechanic, he's a scout, and he's a psychologist. How would his position break out, would you say?
I'm glad you mentioned that last word. I don't think enough people realize they think pitching coach, and they think, okay, you know, guy that fixes pitchers, fixes mechanics. I think pitching coach and hitting coach both, the job is at least 50% psychologist, probably higher, depending on the guy, which is what keeps the game so interesting. Because, you know, what Darren Balsley's individual relationship with Tyson Ross is going to be different than his individual relationship with Andrew Cashner. And, you know, with everybody down the line, Cashner, Joe Wieland, who pitched the other day, all of these guys have different needs. And I would say Balsley, I'd say it's at least 50% to 60% psychological. And I'd say, you know, probably 30% mental mechanical. And what's that? We're up to about 90%, right? I'm not a math guy. You throw me when you throw numbers at me.
I was trying to add up as you were saying it. It wasn't working for me either.
I ran out of fingers, Scott. Sorry.
I think you made the point, though, so that was good.
Yeah. We don't have to make mathematical sense. Not on this show. Scott Miller's on Twitter at Scott Miller BBL. Great story, FoxSportsSanDiego.com and FoxSports.com today about Darren Balsley and everything that he brings to the table here. Obviously, if you gave him a bunch of pitchers without talent, this wouldn't happen. You wouldn't have the results that you have this year. So you have to have talented guys. But the cool thing, and I just want to make sure we give credit to the pitchers, to themselves, and I'm sure Darren would want us to do that. But the thing I love about it is you take a young guy like Tyson Ross, who hasn't had success or hadn't had a ton of success before coming here. You take veteran guys like Benoit, who has had success, kind of sustained success. You take a guy like Ian Kennedy, who had success but then had fallen off, all sort of at different points in their development, different points on the arc of their careers, and he's able to work with all of those guys and figure out what works for each of them.
Yeah, exactly. And I think where Darren is concerned, one thing, and I mentioned this in the column, that I thought was huge, happened in Cooperstown this year. I mean, Greg Maddux is getting inducted into the Hall of Fame, and during his speech, you know, he's talking about his career and, you know, along the way, and he mentions Darren Balsley as, you know, who Greg Maddux came in contact with at the end of his career, and Maddux said specifically, you know, Darren Balsley taught me how to throw a better changeup. We're talking one of the greatest pitchers in history, and here he is crediting Darren Balsley with helping him all those years down the road. I mean, I asked Darren about that, and I said, boy, what a compliment. Of course, as you would expect, Darren, you know, he shakes his head and says, yeah, he was just dry. You know, he put a lot of names in there. You know, he deflects the credit. But the other thing is, as you said, sure, you have to give credit to the Padre pitchers. No, you can't. Obviously, they're the ones that have to go out and get it done. But in writing this, one reason I wanted to write this column is because Darren Balsley is so under the radar. Part of that is because he prefers it that way. He, as you said, he wants to give credit to the pitchers. He doesn't want to take any credit. It's a perfect day for him when, you know, one of his pitchers goes out and has a great day and everybody says, oh, look at Andrew Cashner tonight. You know, when you ask Balsley questions about himself, he practically starts shaking and breaking into a sweat looking for an escape route. He does not want to talk about himself. And, you know, from that perspective, certain pitching coaches over the years, I mean, Leo Mazzoni with the Braves, you know, remember all those postseasons with him, and remember how many times the TV cameras that go into the Braves dugout, and you see Mazzoni just rocking on the bench in nervousness. And, you know, Balsley doesn't have any of those tics where the camera finds him in the dugout. He doesn't do anything to draw attention to himself, and so, you know, he's really invisible compared to how good he is and how much people should be talking about him.
Yeah, that's a great point. You know, I mean, between the market size, between the lack of idiosyncratic behavior or whatever else, he's a little bit anonymous to a lot of baseball fans, but he shouldn't be because he is as good as it gets. Scott Miller, awesome column today, foxsports.com, about Darren Balsley, the pitching coach for the Padres. Make sure you follow Scott on Twitter if you don't, at Scott Miller BBL, and he'll be on Padres Live, the postgame show tonight after the game. Really appreciate it, Scott, and we'll see you soon at Petco.
My pleasure, guys, and, yep, we'll see you next week.
That's awesome.
Thanks,
Scott Miller on the Cholula Hotline. Cholula Hot Sauce, the flavorful hot sauce with the iconic wood cap for a punch of delicious jalapeno and poblano. Check out the green pepper sauce flavor today. He's awesome, Balsley. I mean, he's as valuable to this organization, I think, as anybody is. And, you know, if you're watching on TV or on the internet right there, you saw, you know, some video from spring training working with Joe Ross, and he was working on mechanics. You know, he was working on posture and placement and leg lift, whatever, all of those different things with him. But he does have the psychological part of it. He has the scouting report part of it. And that's really what guys talk about, is you'll read the article and see what Scott has to say. But it's not just, hey, you're dropping your arm. It's not just, hey, here's the scouting report. It's all of those things put together and having to have a handle on all the different things.
Yeah, I mean, you look at Andrew Cashner. Andrew Cashner really started throwing a sinker this year, and that has made him a starting pitcher. So many people had questions about him actually being able to be a starting pitcher, kind of profiled as a closer. Well, Darren Balsley has tweaked his arsenal and kind of taken all those things in together, and now you've got a top-of-the-rotation starting pitcher.
That is exactly right. All right, how about a shout-out of Twitter? At Aussie Villa, he says, live in Australia and love the show. Makes me feel more connected to the Padres. Great job, guys. Hashtag Padres SH.
Good day, mate.
You're going with the stereotype, really.
Of course.
So what kind of salad would at Aussie Villa be?
Whatever came off the Barbie.
Exactly. I was waiting for that.
Sorry.
What kind of salad would you be as we're doing it? Sack Bunt Chris, what sort of salad would you be? Grace, what about you?
Chef salad, I think.
Chef salad. Okay. Yeah. Bloopers the wedge. Yeah, that's for sure. All right, we'll take a break when we come back. Patrick Kurish is here. He's going to join us for the second ever edition of So That Happened. If you like the crazy news and notes, you don't want to miss it. That's next on Padres Social Hour.